Hey, y'all. I'm Matt. I have a new life in Christ. I struggle with, or I'm recovering from, an addiction to pornography. Hey, guys. Man, I am so excited to see so many people here today. It is just an excitement for me personally, given to share my story with you guys. And I just want to say that I'm grateful, so grateful for the opportunity to be up here. First things first. So I'm the oldest of eight children. My early years were largely lived in peace and tranquility. At the age of nine, I was introduced to sexuality. My friends would tell me secrets of how certain things worked, and I was intrigued and began the sexual exploration. It was like lighting a fire I couldn't put out. By the age of 12, I was completely hooked and seeking any form of two-dimensional image that could satisfy me. Every single time, I was left empty. Nothing satisfied. On July 27, 2002, my sister Victoria tragically drowned in our family pond. I remember calling out to God from the internal pain. I wasn't ready to give up my heart to him, though, so I went back to my familiar habit. I began to sink deeper and deeper into my sexual addiction. The more I explored, the emptier I felt. Eventually, it led me to a place of total desperation. On the outside, people knew me as the good kid, the responsible one, the adult in the family. But behind closed doors, I was addicted, I was broken, and I was hopeless. Seeking release from the inward pain and the loss of my sister, and had a constant turmoil at home from physical and emotional abuse, I was empty. I began throwing myself into going to church. I learned that there was a God and that he sent Jesus to die for my sins. But I was also told that I needed to do certain things to earn my salvation and to show him that I was worthy to be saved. Performance equals rewards, simple formula. This began my long stream of performance, especially for my family. I would try to make everyone think that I was good enough of a person and someone who was worthy. I spent the next several years of my life trying to absolve myself from the shame and guilt I felt over my addiction. At times, I would try to hurt myself. I'd take cold showers. I'd go on long runs, anything to make it feel better. I performed for people at church as a way to show God I was good enough. At the age of 17, my parents' relationship hit rock bottom. I had worked for the past 4 years to help keep things together in my family with my parents, and nothing had worked. I was left empty. After realizing the divorce was imminent, I moved out with some relatives. I began to work a job, and I pushed my way through a high school diploma. I considered joining the military as an escape, but I chose college instead, thank God. I lived for myself, got my degree, and landed a much-desired internship. I'd made it. I jumped fully into my work and quickly found it to be empty. In fact, I hated the work. I felt purposeless again. I wouldn't let people in for fear they might see the real me, for who I was, and for my addictions and brokenness. I still hadn't absolved myself from the hopelessness that was in my heart. Sitting on the front porch one day, kind of as a last resort, I called my uncle. He'd always had a positivity about him. It seemed different. So I asked him if I could come stay with him in Dallas. He said yes. He asked me when. I said tomorrow. And I came the next day. This small step was the beginning of my recovery journey. I began coming to Watermark and quickly learned about how God had sent Jesus to die on the cross for me. I heard that there wasn't anything that I could do to make him love me more, and there was nothing I could do to make him love me less. He died for my sins, all of them, not just the ones I had control over. He knew my addiction to pornography, and he knew the whole story. What kind of love is this? Matthew chapter 9, verse 13 says, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." I had believed the lie about who God was. I saw him as this cosmic killjoy, someone sitting up in heaven with a ray gun designed to zap me every time I screwed things up. I saw him as a dad as my dad, a person who was to be feared and hated, not as a friend and a savior. I quickly jumped into community and found them constantly pointing me to this place called Regen. It took me a few months to muster the courage to come. I finally walked in September 2014, and God had gotten hold of my life. It took me about 3 months to finally get placed in a step group. Holler at your friend here, y'all. I know a lot of y'all are probably sitting in groundwork like, what up? What's going on? You know, there were holidays or my own inconsistencies with attendance and groundwork. And I'll never forget step four, where we make a fearless moral inventory about our sins and quickly follow that up where we have honest confession in step five. We draw a circle around ourselves and deal with our part. All I wanted to do was point everything out that had happened to me, everything that people had done to me. And God taught me slowly and patiently not to worry about what others had done, but to keep my eyes on Him. I learned the life discipline of daily reading time with the Lord, which I do every day to this very day. I gave my life fully to Christ through faith and grace alone to redeem my sins, and was baptized in May of 2015. Yeah, that's a big one. Y'all, that's a big one. Through regeneration, I learned the tools of how to address and deal with my addiction to pornography. I peeled back the layers of the onion and I realized that my addiction was rooted in my lack of trust in God for not taking away my sister and for not coming through on my terms. I learned the invaluable aspect of life, which is called community, i.e., that life is best done when lived in the context of others, not isolating myself. I learned of the grace and goodness of a loving God who is not trying to rip me off, but He wants to set me free. He's the same God who designed sex as a beautiful thing, and it's within the context of marriage, not the way I'd learned about it. Hashtag mind blown. Y'all, this is the best part. My life is now totally different. There have been times and seasons when I have fallen back into temptation, but my strength and ability to get back up and pursue the Lord is like nothing I've ever known before. I know that I serve a God who loves me. His love is not dependent on what I've done, but on His grace and His atoning for my sins. His unconditional love is better to me than life. By the grace of God, my addiction to pornography is a thing of the past. It is a struggle that pops up occasionally, but I now have the tools and the strength to combat the lies of the world, Satan, and my own flesh. And now I know what it means to be in a relationship with Jesus. I have a sense of freedom and a peace that I've never, ever experienced in my life before. And I'm vigilant to keep my purity, and I have learned to empathize with others' weaknesses. I've learned to share my stories, the means of God's grace in my life. I've learned that performance is not the way to heaven. that was a big one too. But I've also learned that trusting Jesus is the only way. My life is transformed. It is new. It is alive. I now have hope and assurance. When I feel down because of life, I have the promises of God to lean on. I keep God's word in front of me constantly. I post it in my bathroom. I have it on my phone. I live in community with other guys who remind me of God's goodness and grace. I serve as community group leader, and I recently joined the leadership team with Regeneration, which I'm super excited about. I've had to take extreme measures at times, including throwing away my phone into a river, by the way, deleting access to the internet, and keeping accountability partners. I've even held bets with good friends where a slip-up results in $100 lost. I found good things in all of this, but what I found is most rewarding is daily spending time with God, reading His word, and trusting in the cross. These things bring a sense of eternity into my everyday life. So much has changed in my life that I really can't tell it all in one sitting. In fact, I can't even really tell y'all where I've been. But I want to tell you one thing. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Y'all, my name is Matt. I have a new life in Christ. I am in recovery for pornography, and by the grace of God, I am saved, I am redeemed, and I'm a chosen son of Jesus Christ and a wild man after his own heart. Let's go!